Southeast Road Builders started shipping gravel from their newly acquired property on Lutac Road this summer. The company cleared land, created a ramp to allow trucks to reach a barge moored at the beach, and started digging into the hillside. Southeast Road Builders is now proposing to start blasting the hillside on another nearby parcel, just above the ferry terminal. At its Monday meeting, the Planning Commission voted to issue the permit that will allow the work to move forward. Southeast Road Builders area manager TJ Mason came to the meeting to answer questions.
We just plan on, supplying aggregates and sand, gravel for the community of Haines and the rest of Southeast Alaska by utilizing the deepwater port in that area.
During the public comment period, a few residents came to voice some concerns. Mayor-elect Tom Morfitt told of a house-sized boulder rolling off that very hillside.
A giant boulder came off that slope about 7 years ago. It was about 20 feet by 20 feet by 20 feet. It came down that slope. It bounced off the middle of Lutac Road and wound up in the parking lot of the ferry terminal. Anybody who had been down there when that boulder came down would have been pretty much flat. Just wanted to bring that to people's attention.
Incoming Planning Commissioner Rachel Seitzik brought up a study of the area's landslides during the 2020 storm event.
This area that is up for a conditional use permit had six of varying sizes. I think there was one that slid some amount across the road, but I would recommend waiting for a study or for more data.
Patty Brown, another incoming Planning Commissioner, also said the borough should wait to issue a permit.
According to DNR, the landslide hazard report is due out in August of 2024. The borough should deny any permits for any development involving exposing 30% and steeper slopes until then.
Some commissioners also voiced concerns about the potential for landslides. But during the discussion, Mason from Southeast Road Builders said blasting the hillside could make it safer.
A lot of times, producing a quality rock cut is what's done to mitigate rock fall hazards.
Mason described the work that would take place above the ferry terminal.
The process for that area would be to clear and grub, which means remove the vegetation and organic mat, and then strip down to the bedrock, and then we drill and blast.
He also addressed comments about truck traffic.
Our current use for the site, we do sell rock to Greens Creek Mine. Aggregates right now, they're being trucked from 4 Mile. I think we probably are in the ballpark from anywhere like 4 to 6 barge loads a year. Over the course of an entire year, it'd be less than 1,000 loads. Currently, all of it is coming from the 4 Mile pit. So whatever amount we could sell out of these other areas would reduce that load through town.
For traffic at the sites, Mason estimates there could be around 60 truck crossings per hour to take gravel across the road from one site. Mason says he doesn't have figures for the other site, as the company is still working on the State Department of Transportation's access permit. The commissioners voted to issue the permit to Southeast Road Builders. They added some conditions. The work will have to stop within 2 hours of a ferry docking at the terminal to avoid impeding passenger traffic. And the mitigation plan will have to be developed by an engineer. The permit will be valid for 5 years. This was the last vote of the current appointed Planning Commission. At the next meeting, 7 newly elected commissioners will take their seats. For KHNS, I'm Alan DePremenil.